Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Val's Corner. I'm your host, Valerie Roleplay, and let's get into it. Corner Conversation with Val. So, yes, welcome back guys to episode 4. Wow, we're getting there. Already crazy. So yes, welcome to episode 4. Today we're talking about identity and all the troubles that come with that and finding out who you are and find out who you are with God and all that good stuff. But before we get into the episode and all that greatness, I have some exciting news. So guys, we are on Spotify podcast. We are on Spotify. So for those of you guys who listen on Spotify, we are on Spotify to go listen to. We're also on Amazon Music, and we will be on Apple Podcasts shortly. So that's exciting. We won't be just on YouTube for people who listen on the way to drive and stuff. We'll be on other podcast listening things. There are more, but we'll be on Spotify. We are on Spotify. We are on Amazon Music, RSS, and Samsung Podcasts. So that's exciting. Wow. That's also a shout out to my producer, Vanessa Fumes. Follow her on Instagram. She is great. This honestly wouldn't be happening without her. So if you need editing, podcasts, honestly, I don't want you guys to steal her because she's my producer. But if you need her, I'll spare her. She does podcasts. She does editing. She takes great pictures. Just follow her Instagram page, VanessaFumes.com. Well, it's not .com. It's on Instagram. Follow that page. She is great. And also, you can see some of her stuff on Hope Worship Center Instagram as well. Also, follow my church Instagram as well. So, some exciting stuff. But yes, I'm excited. Also, next episode, I want to say we will have a backdrop. It is currently in transit. So, the black will be removed and we'll have a pretty nice backdrop. So, that's some exciting things I cannot wait for. And also, once again, March 17, mark your calendar, the Young Adult Service. I hope to see you guys there March 17 at 10 a.m. And also June 29th, Women's Conference. I hope to see all you amazing women there. I'm excited. So get your tickets. We're doing early bird specials right now. $45 per person and then $65 per person, but you get a shirt. You order a shirt as well. So get them tickets in, guys. I'm excited. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss either event. So hope to see some of you guys there. So yes, let's get into the episode, y'all. Oh, also, I want to apologize if I'm speaking fast. I just talk fast in general. I don't hear it sometimes. So I apologize in advance if I do talk fast. It's not my intention. But so today we're talking about identity and who am I? And all right, so today's verse is Psalms 139, 13 to 16. So let's just read it. It says, verse 13, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Wonderfully complex. That is me. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Wow. I totally forgot about this passage. This is a really good one. And I'm glad I was reminded of it because that's pretty much what today's episode is. Identity. So identity is something I struggle with like my whole life, like that fitting in, trying to belong to a group, trying to be like everyone else is something I honestly struggle with my whole life until 2023. Like I said, 2023 was a really great year. So for as long as I can remember growing up in Africa, I was a shy kid. But when you're a kid, you're usually... You don't know who you are, honestly, at that point. But yeah, so I was shy. I never usually, compared to who I am now and looking back to who I was younger, two different people. Like, I promise you, two utterly different people. I was shy. I was antisocial. I didn't speak. I had no friends. But mind you, I was like, what I can remember, I was like six. I remember from 6 to 8, I was antisocial. I didn't really speak. I didn't talk to anyone. And then I came to America. Same thing happened. I didn't really have much friends because I started in third grade. I got bullied. as most people do. But I got bullied back when I couldn't speak proper English. If you know me, you know I still don't speak proper English. But back then, it was worse. My accent was so thick. Nobody could understand me. So people was bullying me. Kids were bullying me. And I would go home crying all the time because I had no friends. So third grade happened. I had no friends. I went to public school. And then from third grade to what, fifth grade? Yeah, that's middle school. Yeah, so I had no friends. I had like one best friend at the time. And she was great. She was so nice. She welcomed me. And it just felt, for the first time in my life, it felt good to have friends. Like, it felt so nice that someone wanted to take time to hang out with me. I didn't know how that felt. Even I was still getting bullied. But, like, she was that one person that made me feel special. And I truly loved that. It was amazing. And then I got to middle school. I feel like middle school was when I was starting to come out of my shell a little bit. But not as much. I was still figuring out who I wanted to be, how I wanted to sound, the people I wanted to be around. So sixth grade, I'm not going to lie to you. For some reason, I don't know what happened when I was in sixth grade, but I blurred it out. Like, I feel like I have amnesia when it comes to sixth grade. Like, I have vague, like, vague memories. Like, I know I had a best friend in sixth grade, and she was great. Oh, I loved her. Even though I was still getting bullied, she was the one person that didn't bully me or made fun of me or made fun of my accent. And even though she was like this great support system, I've caught myself trying to be like her because she had friends. She was loved. Everyone really loved her. She was had this great, like she had this bubbly personality. And I was like, I caught myself along the way trying to be like her. And I didn't realize it in the moment because I was junior six, right? So, but like, since seventh grade happened, because I feel like that's all I remember in sixth grade for some reason. I don't know what happened in sixth grade for some reason. It feels like a traumatic time. I don't remember it. So seventh grade happened, and that's when I truly, like, for some reason, I think I came out of whatever quiet antisocial shell I was. I ended up becoming a bully. Like, it's so bad because the pain people were inflicting on me, I ended up inflicting it on others in seventh and eighth grade. And yeah, I had friends in seventh and eighth grade, but like, I still wasn't me. I was still trying to fit in, trying to find those people that would like me. I wanted to be liked, like most people do, especially if you come from bullying. If you tell me you never wanted to be liked, well, that's amazing for you. But I wanted to be liked. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to feel like I belonged. And so I would try to, like, somehow change my personality, change, I didn't know what it was at the time, but, like, change whatever little parts of myself to make them like me. So if I did something and I saw they liked it, I would keep that on. And it worked for the time being. I had friends. Some reason, I think I was still coming out of my shell a little bit, figuring out who I was, because back then, people would come to me for advice. And mind you, I barely went through anything yet. I didn't even know half the time what I was saying, but for some reason people trusted me. I didn't even trust myself, but people come to me for advice. Yes, but seventh grade was a peak because I started realizing boys were cute. That was funnier. Even while I try to find myself, like the fact that I was getting attention from, well, seventh grade boys at the time, that felt nice. I'm not gonna lie to you. It felt good because I feel like, for some reason, it gave me, like, an edge for some reason. I don't know. It's like, ooh, whoever this person I am, whoever persona, because I was trying to act like the cool girl, the cool kid who had all the friends, who had all the people that liked her. But realistically, I would still go home crying. Even though I was, like, bullying people, which I apologize for now. I wasn't the real Val. I apologize. But back then, I feel like that's all I knew at the time. But I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be popular. And even if you watch the shows back then, popular girls was the mean girls. And I wanted to be popular. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to have all the friends. I wanted to have all the boys. So I embodied that. I was a mean girl. I was a really mean girl. I was a terrible person. It wasn't nice. And all through seventh and eighth grade, still had friends, but they weren't really, like, you know, they were seventh grade friends at the time. So yeah. And then high school happened. High school was fun. Yeah, high school, I really embodied that mean girl act. I really became that character. Like, I had so many masks on in high school, I didn't know which mask to put on anymore. Like, I would switch who I was depending on who I was around. I would act like that. I lied so much. Like, to the point where I feel like I can't lie anymore. I lied so much growing up that I don't know how to lie. I'm a terrible liar right now. So I didn't know how to. So I think it worked out somehow in a way. But yes, I will lie so much because I was lost. I didn't know who I was. I was still going through my anxiety and depression. I was still going through that period. I was still going through all that. But I still wanted to fit in. So I did whatever it took to fit in. If it meant being mean to people, it meant mean to. If it meant talking to multiple guys, that's what I was doing. If it meant flirting, that's what I was doing. If it meant putting on makeup, I don't know why I thought I was cute in high school. Because looking back, I did not know how to do makeup. But it worked. It was high school. It somehow worked. So, yeah, that was that. So, high school, I had friends. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I had friends. I had lots of friends. But they weren't genuine friendship. One, it wasn't the people God had planned for me. Those, like, I'm not going to say my friendship wasn't, because it was genuine in the time, but, like, I wasn't genuine. So I felt like the relationship wasn't genuine. I couldn't open up to people. I couldn't share things about them. It was all surface-based. So because I was lost and because I was putting on so many faces, so many masks, I was hiding. I didn't know who I was. And when you don't know who you are, when you pretend to be the people you surround yourself with, you take on those different personalities. Like, I had a best friend. I embodied who she was. I took pieces of people I was around to make myself feel whole. So that took a minute. Like college was the same thing. That's when I started partying. I started drinking. I started talking to more boys, getting more distracted, trying to be like the other people around. First, like when you grow up seeing certain things, acting a certain way, it instills in you, like it embeds in you. It grows deep in you to the point where you don't know anything else other than copy the people you're around. Be like the people you're around. So there's a saying, show me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are. That statement is really true because realistically, all the people I was around, they weren't so good. Well, at the time, if they weren't so good people, I wasn't a so great person. So my identity and who I was is something I struggled with for so long because at times when it will show, like that loudness, that differentness, and I saw people didn't like it, I kept it in. So it was like at times my personality would try to come out, especially like I say in like moments I was alone and it would just randomly come out, like that loudness, that awkwardness, that goofiness, that person who barely could speak English, person who was speaking so fast at a speed of light you can barely understand her. That's still me, but at the time I didn't want to embrace it. So if like a peak of truly who I was would come out and I saw people around me didn't like it and they were making fun of me, I hid it back in and I pretended to be something else. Like I had like a shy mask on at one point. I had this very outgoing person but like mean girl mask. I had a sailor's mouth. Like I promise you, I never used to curse until I got to high school. Was it high school or middle school? I think it started in middle school, but I fully didn't embrace the cursing until high school. Like, every word that would come out of my mouth was a curse word. I have, like, Snapchat videos of me recording myself trying to be cute, and, like, I'm like, wow, that's bad. Like, but because I saw other people doing it, it was cool. So I was like, they're cursing. They're saying all these bad words. Why not try it? It's like once you try something, game over. It's sometimes it's just like you open that door and you walk through it and you brace it. You're done for a while there. So once I opened that door, there was no looking back. And I had to struggle with that for so long. Like I wanted friends so badly, I lost sight of who I was. I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to feel abandoned for so long that it didn't matter. It didn't matter what I was saying. It didn't matter what I was wearing. It didn't matter anything. I just wanted to be cool. I just wanted to be light. I don't want to be loved. But realistically, even at the end of the day, I still felt miserable. I still felt empty, even trying to pretend to be these people. So And then when I went home, I had no choice but to be myself because that's who my family knew, that person. So it's like I literally had an internal battle on accepting myself, accepting who I was and trying to be cool. So at home, honestly, I feel like I was a bit quieter at home, even though, but like when I'm hanging out with my family, then parts of my personality will come out. And like growing up, my family always said, used to say this thing, you act so white. Not gonna lie, it made me insecure, y'all. For those of you guys watching, it made me insecure when y'all said that. Because also, they also said that because that's truly, I was acting a certain way. I was acting like this, like the people I was around. So when they say that, when they said this thing, it hurt. But honestly, it was the truth because I was putting on a facade. I was putting on something else. I was acting, trying to act proper, trying to act cool, trying to curse, trying to do this. So when they saw things like that and they pointed out, because one thing about my family, they're honest. They're going to tell you the raw truth, even when you don't want to hear it. And sometimes I didn't want to hear it because I was also struggling to figure out who that was. So whatever I was putting out to them, it's what they saw and they called me out and I didn't want to hear it. Because I didn't fully accept who I truly was. I didn't even know who that was. Whatever I was putting out there was what you guys was getting. So high school happened. College came and went. So it was college. I was still trying to figure out who I was. Still trying to feel accepted. And then I found my peoples. I love you guys so much. But yeah, I found my peoples. And I'm so glad because of who they were. And their spiritual walk is what led me down this path. And I will forever be grateful for that. And I'm so glad they took me in to their friend group when I had truly nobody. So I appreciate you guys so much. I'm going to give you a shout out later. But yeah, so that college happened. Even still, even being surrounded by my people, they're my people now. But I still didn't feel completely allowed to be myself. Like, my personality was coming out. Like, I was, like, truly who I was always meant to be was coming out. And I didn't like that because I was different from everyone else. I didn't want to, if I'm being honest, they'd be like, embrace your uniqueness. You hear that growing up and stuff. Be different. You don't want to be like everyone else. Well, when you're the sword's thumb and you're the only one with this personality and no one is like you, you don't want to be different. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to be unique. I didn't want to be exceptional. I didn't want to be none of that thing because I felt like people like that didn't have friends. And I wanted friends. And I wanted to be liked and accepted. And I wanted a friend group. So even though my personality was coming out, that loudness, that in your face all the time, I didn't like it because I was still getting picked on. Even as a grown adult, I was still getting picked on. People are just me. But it only hurt because I wasn't comfortable who I was. I didn't like this person. I didn't accept this person. I didn't love myself. And that's big. Like, that's big when you don't love yourself. It's just like, no one can truly love you until you love you. And that's a lesson I had to learn for, like, it took me a while to learn. Like, because I didn't love myself, I felt like no one could fully accept me. No one could truly love me because even if they were showing it, I wouldn't believe it because it's just like, how can you love me? I don't love me. Like, how can you accept this part of me? How can you accept my personality? Like, it doesn't make sense. The math wasn't mathing. So it's like, whenever people would say things about who I was, it hurt because I didn't accept that. I didn't love that. So it really took me a good while to really accept my bubbly personality, accept my loudness, accept that I was different. But like, I was made to be different. Like, God formed me in my motherhood. God, like, led me down this path. God gave me the parents he gave me. I was born into the circumstances I was. God knew I was going to be born in a house. Yes, guys, I was born in a house. Great story. I have a stubborn mother. She did not want to deliver me in the hospital. Like, see, there you go. Out of all my siblings, one, I'm the only girl. And two, I was the only one born in the house. Dip. Right there, it was for me. I was meant to be different from birth. I was born in a house. I was delivered by my grandfather. I should have known it was I was set up against me a long time. I should have caught on to the hint. Only girl in a family of boys, born in a house to two exceptional different parents. But yeah, I should have caught the hints. I should have saw the signs. I was always meant to be different. That oddball out. Oddball out. See, my English still isn't great. I've been in America 15 years. You think I catch on, but it's part of my uniqueness. What can I say? You would never get another vow. Like, I'm sitting here saying these things because I truly love myself now. I embrace who I am. I like how welcoming I am. I like the fact that I can barely speak English. But one of these days, I'm going to take a speech class, y'all. I'm going to take a speech class, and my English is going to be perfect. All right? It's going to, like, I'm going to shock myself. That day has yet to come. So bear on my not speaking English self. But yeah, I honestly love myself now. But that took time. That took work. That took accepting who I was and who God made me. It took having those tough conversations. It took embracing those people in the Bible. Like, Joseph was sold into slavery, but for being who he was, well, in his dream. But, like, because God made him to interpret dreams, his brother hated him for that. So we were on the story of Joseph for a while, my young adult school. Joseph was an amazing man. Like, he came out on top. Like, speaking of identity, if a person I wanted to be would have been Joseph, that man be so many adversity. That's the, see, we're growing together, y'all. Adversity, and he still came out on top. That's when I read Joseph back in 2023. That was all the motivation I needed. Like, his man got sold into slavery. His brothers hated him. He was lied on. He was forgotten. When I read Joseph, like, I want to be Joseph. I want to come out on top. I want to forgive those who hurt me. I want to have a, like, I want to still be in one communication with God. I want to, well, I love me now, but still, I want to be like Joseph. Like, that man was, he was tough. Yeah, but, like, yeah, so that's my favorite person in the Bible currently is Joseph. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, y'all, but yeah, identity. See, we just lost. I got too passionate about Joseph. If you have the chance, read Joseph. It is tough. You will get all the motivation you need, right? Like, if you thought you had it rough, Joseph had it rough. That's a man we should try to be like. But yeah, so it took truly, like, back, like I said before, I choked me yelling to God, crying in my car. Ooh, that just got a story. Yes. Okay, one day after church, during my many seasons, I was having a full-on panic attack. Like, I couldn't breathe. Like, I was hyperventilating. I had to pull over. Like, I was crying so hard, I couldn't see the road. So I literally pulled into a, I don't know, a CVS or a Wawa. It was a Wawa. And I just sat there for like an hour and a half just crying, hyperventilating. Like, I couldn't breathe. And I kept asking God, like, why did you make me this way? Because, mind you, I'm 3 years into my salvation. And I was looking like, God, why did you make me this way? Why am I so freaking different? Like, why couldn't you make me like everyone else? Why couldn't you make me so light? Like, why am I constantly dealing with this? Like, I'm like, I don't want to be this way. Make me regular, whatever that looks like. Like, make me regular. Make me, I don't know, make me light, which people liked me. But, like, I still didn't feel it because I didn't love myself. So, like, I was over here. It was so crazy how it happened. Like, I was just, like, sitting in my car. Like, wait. I even had to realize that, wait, I thought I dealt with this guy. Like, I thought we were over this. I thought we were over this hurdle. Like, why am I hyperventilating? But I still didn't truly fully love myself. So I kept coming back to the same pain, guys. This just to show, if you're not fully healed, I know why I keep hunching over. My back is killing me. But if you're truly not fully healed and you truly don't do the work, God's going to keep bringing you back to that same pain until you heal from it, until you overcome it. And I kept thinking I was healed. Say, I thought I was free. No, I wasn't. I just put a Band-Aid on a really deep wound that needed to be stitched up, sewn, and closed. I put a Band-Aid on it. Don't put Band-Aids on your wounds, guys. Well, your internal wounds. If you have a physical cut, cover it, obviously. But yeah, so it always came back to that feeling. That's why I suffered with depression for so long, because I just never really truly handled it. And that all goes into my identity issues and struggling and finding who I was. And because it's one thing finding out who you are, but it's also another thing to love who you are, who that person is, who that person God made you to be. Because, like, you can have your personality, you can find out who you are, but if you truly don't love that person, there's no point. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like there's no way, because I knew who I was. I didn't know it was supposed to be different, all this. But I didn't like the fact that I was meant to be different. I didn't truly embrace. I'm like, I didn't understand it. Like, I didn't love myself. I don't know how many times I would say that, but, like, I really, truly didn't. Like, I would pick and part myself so much. Even, like, it's a crazy thing. Even before this podcast, I'm like, God, when I heard it first, I'm like, why am I starting a podcast? I'm learning to accept it now, but I hate my voice. You see the irony of that? How can you hate your voice when you're meant to do a podcast and talk? And many times people are just listening to you. So God also had to reprogram me to, like, love those parts of myself, even the little flaw, like, even my little quirks and flaw. Like, it's crazy because, like, the thing I hated about myself, God is using to bring glory to his kingdom. Like, come on. Like, that's tough. But that's tough. I kept saying, I hate my voice. Every time I, like, make a video and I'll hear myself back, I literally was like, I hate my voice. Like, I don't like how I sound. I feel like I sound too high pitch. I feel like my voice is squeaky. All those things are true. But God made me that way. And I should have embraced it. I should have welcomed it. But, like, it was hard. Because it all stemmed back, like, again, from that abandonment issues, from that not feeling love, trying to fit in thing. So it's going to take work. It's going to take time. But don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too critical on who you are. Like, there's a reason God assigned this personality to us. And it's to be glory to his kingdom. Like me, for example. Let me say this. I don't hate my voice, but I haven't fully accepted my voice. It's still like, because I feel like once you love yourself, you also have to be honest. Like, there are parts of ourselves we can improve. There are things we can change. There are things we can also work on. So it's like, yeah, it's another thing. Like, let's say you love yourself. It's okay. That's great. We want you to do that. But also be honest. Like, there are parts of ourselves, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. So there's parts of myself I won't like. But am I going to sit in there and pick it apart and dwell and just be miserable? No. Especially if it's things I can change. Like, I can't really change my voice unless, I don't know, you take vocal license. I don't know how you do that. So, like, even though I don't like my voice, I'm learning to love my voice and realizing it brought me here. It brought me here for a reason. It brought me here for a purpose. Like, I'm still stuck on how God really used me like this, because, like, I really hated my voice. And to start a podcast, I think that's one of the reasons why it took so long as well, because, like, I was still trying to be one with God on that part. But hey, here I am talking my mouth off, talking y'all ears off. And it's all because of God and because I finally learning to brace stuff about myself and embracing this personality. And I wish I truly embraced it before, because, like, when people tell me, like, you're so bubbly, you're so welcoming, that feels so good, because I want who I am to bring joy to people. I want people to be happy after speaking to me. Like, but that's all God. Like, when I sit and really, like, think about it, like, that's not my, like, though it's all is who I am, but, like, that's the God in me. Like, the fact that someone can say, I just love who you are and how much of a joy you are, it means, I'm not gonna cry. I'm too tired to cry. I'm not gonna cry. I cried enough. But it truly means the world, especially for someone who hated who they were, who put themselves down. When people would compliment her, like, they wouldn't believe it. So it's like, to finally get to the point where I could truly believe what people were saying about me and truly embrace that love, it means so much. It means truly the world. So if my personality, if I ever talk to and it brought you joy, I'm so glad. And I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to continue to be welcome. I'm continuing to show love, especially on the days I didn't want to. I'm still going to show up, because that's who God made me to be. God gave me this personality for a reason, for a purpose. And I need to truly embrace that. And if you're out there struggling, trying to find out who you are, trying to find your identity, I say keep searching. Don't give up until it is the person God made you to be. Like, I'm going to read back that verse, because it's so much deeper than, like, just, okay. Verse 13, Psalms 139. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. So God was already forming you before you even enter into the world. Like he took time. Like he made it special for you. Like made all the delicate inner parts of my body in my mother. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. That's literally who I am. I'm a very complicated person. I tell people this all the time. But that's so beautiful because that's what God made me. Like, it's so, now I'm sitting here like smiling because like, that's so cool. Like that's so wonderful. Like, if you're out there, if you're unique, embrace it because that's who God made you. You were assigned to be that. He took his time to give you these gifts. He took his time to give you these talents, these voice. If you can, for those of you who can sing, I'm very grateful for you. Because I cannot sing. That was not my gift. And I'm also like, I'm not putting myself, so I'm learning things I can't and cannot do. I'm also learning things about myself, like I can't sing. And I embrace that. But mind you, I'ma still sing off tone during praise and worship because that's between me and my God. According to him, I sound beautiful. So for those of y'all like keeps that sits behind me or sitting next to me doing personal worship, I apologize in advance. I know I can't sing, but I love doing it. So I'm going to keep doing it because that's what God told us to do. But that was a little spiel. Sorry, y'all. But your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of womb. I think that's a little shadowing to how sometimes it gets dark into our life. Like we enter into that darkness, but we were formed in darkness. I feel like we're always going to end up in darkness somehow way or not. It says it in here. That's what I'm saying. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So like when I read that, it's like, let's be real. Me and God, I had this conversation. I'm like, God, so you saw all the struggles I was going to go to. Let's be honest. Like, so God's like, God has a book. Let's say it's in the Bible. Like, he saw everything I was going to go through. So I'm like, I had one that's gone. Like, so God, you saw how many times I was going to get my heart broken, how many times I was going to lie, how many times I was going to get betrayed, the fact that I was going to go in a spiral of depression for like all my, like literally, like all my life. Well, half of my life. I'm 24 now, so about half my life. But, and didn't like think to warn me. Like, this was already written. You saw the path. The minute I took, like, before I even took my first breath, this is on a book. Like, you saw which path I may or may not go. Like, I'm like, so I'm like, you think God would give us some warning signs, but he doesn't. But yeah, that's just a little conversation I have with me and God. Like, I just be questioning sometimes. And like, God, I know everything's for your plan, but like, I would have loved a little warning sign. Don't do this. Don't do that. But at the same time, he does give us a warning. And that's the Bible. Like, he tells us how to live our life according to him. He tells us how to walk. He tells us how to believe in him and how to overcome these things. He teaches us how to pray. So it's like, in a sense, even though I was complaining and I just did it, but like the Bible is literally our book on how to live. And it's so simple. I mean, it's not really simple, but it's all laid out. How we should live our life. How we should bring him glory. How to overcome these things. Because I didn't overcome my identity issue until I started reading, until I truly sat down and talk to God. It's all about talking to God and just being honest. That's all I can really say. You're going to hear me say that throughout this whole podcast because it's so true and it's so important. Like, you really have to take time to talk to God and just be in communication with him because he's the only one that can heal you from the thing because he knows what you're about to go through before you even go through it. He's God. So I feel like this was a spiel, but I really hope it's encouraged and you really get on that search to find out who you are. If you're lost, it's okay. That's the part of growing up. Every time, I feel like the older we get, we learn more parts of ourselves. I'm still learning parts of myself. Like, what? 6 months? What? I said no. Yeah, 6 months ago, I wasn't the same person. I learned so much about myself within the last, what? Two months into 2024. I learned so much these last 2 months than I learned, like, what? In half my year. So it's like, it's a growing process. It's growing pains. So it's like, we just have to stay the ride. Like, what Jeremiah used to say, my young adult leader, he says that I'm here. So I caught myself saying that a lot. Shout out Jeremiah. Because it's like, he said what? It's like allowing are learning yourself so that, like, you're here for this moment. You're not going to give up. Like, you're here with God. You're going to take on this day. And it's quite motivating. Even though it's just two words, I'm here, it does wonders. It's like a wake-up call sometimes when I don't want to go to church. I mean, I love church, but, like, let's be honest. Sometimes we don't want to go to church. We don't want to pray sometimes. And saying, it works. I don't know what to tell you guys. It works to say, I'm here. It's like, I'm here. It's like a motivational thing. It's two words, and it truly works. I caught myself saying that a lot of times on my way to work when I didn't want to go to work. I'm like, I literally got my back. Like, I'm here. We're going to do this. We're going to push through. We're going to get to it. Or, like, the stressful week I'm going to have. Like, I'm like, I'm here. I'm going to make it through. Like, I'm here. Like, you're still here for a reason. You're still breathing. That's actually one of motivation right there. You're still breathing. You're still on this earth. So clearly God's not done with you. So just keep pushing. It's okay to be lost. It's okay to figure things out. That's the whole part of growing up. Figuring new things about, so embracing. It's just as long as you don't fully give up. Like, you don't fully go. You don't fully throw in the towel. You just keep pushing. And I'm just like, keep pushing. You'll make it. You'll find out who you are. You'll embrace that person. You will love yourself. And it's going to be the most beautiful thing ever. And it's going to feel amazing. Because not only does... I feel like it's going to make God smile as well, because he made you to be this person. So, like, once we embrace it and love it and continue to walk in it, it's power. And I feel like no one can take that from us. Yeah. So I feel like once you do that, I feel like no one can take that away from you, because it's, you love yourself. So if people try to put you down or tell you're not enough and this and that, don't believe them, because those things are not true. God, if God made you these things and tell you are enough, you're worthy, you're beautiful, he made you in this. Those other voices don't matter. So embrace it. Love yourself. And start walking in it. And it's a beautiful and powerful thing. Because now I can say, I love myself. I love all the so not good parts of myself. I love the... I'm learning to love my voice. Work. Be patient with me, guys. I'm learning to embrace it. But still, that's okay. Because God's patient, he gives us grace, so we also have to give ourselves grace. Everything's not going to be perfect with us. If we were made perfect, we wouldn't need God. Let's be honest. So just continue to improve yourself is all I'm going to say. Like, to believe in yourself and say, like Jeremiah says, I'm here. And just, if you haven't said it, try it. Because it truly works. Like, I really catch myself saying in, like, the randomest moment when I just need that little push, like, that little wake up. So, like, let's do this. Like, I'm here. Let's go. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And we're going to go. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep moving. And that's all part of life. And it's a beautiful thing. So, I think I'm going to end on that note. So, guys, I hope this is motivates you. If you're lost out there, you're trying to figure this out, keep going. I'm here to say it's a fun ride. It's a beautiful thing. And God's with you all the time. All the time. Just reading the Psalms 139. There's so many other things in the Bible that says about who you are. Read the Bible, honestly. That's all that, where the truth is, because it's all God. So yeah, do that. Pray, journal, yell. I always tell you, if you have to yell at God, yell at him. He listens. He takes it all. He wants to hear it. If you want to cry, sometimes just sit and cry. I promise you I've done that. I've just sat, not said anything, and just cried. But I didn't sit in it, though. I didn't sit all day. I kept pushing. So sometimes if you just need to sit and cry and not even speak to God, just be like, God, even though that's used for a motivation, just say, God, I'm here. And I truly believe that's power in that. Even though I'm here, statement can be used to motivate you, I feel like you can also use it to just be one with God and just say, God, I'm here. Here I am. And sometimes just cry. And you could just say that. And I truly think it'll touch God, because I have said that before. And it's beautiful. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you're blessed. If you have any questions, you want to talk some more. Because I feel like I touched on everything. But if you have more questions, just DM me on Val's podcast. I can be reached on there as well, just to talk. I really hope you guys were encouraged and blessed. Thank you guys for listening. And like my producer always tells me to do at each episode, don't forget to like, share, comment, because you never know who may need this and who you may bless. So thank you guys. And I will see you guys the next episode. Stay blessed.